Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Every time a penis comes out, someone gets bent out of shape.
Yeah.
Context, Tommy.
All right.
Every genital is different.
Time and place for your pud.
Well, that's just it. Mm. The details we have from this story locally can change what a man was allegedly doing, depending on how you want to imagine it. Mm. And I am here to argue that this should no longer be illegal, period, unless you are going to force businesses to do one specific thing.
All right.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Tommy?
Yeah.
This story comes to us from the village of Phelps.
Representing Phelps.
A 61-year-old man has been arrested.
That's an older, wiser penis.
After police say he took it out on Main Street. One of the worst Bob Seger songs of all time. Took it out on Main Street. Wow.
So he did whip it out on Main Street.
These are the allegations.
All right.
Okay. But like I had said,
it's country dong. It's back, baby.
How's that go?
Country dong. It's got its own song.
It's a one sentence story. We're 20 seconds in. It's already got two songs. But like I said earlier, Tommy.
Yeah.
Context.
Well, what context could it be that you were on Main Street with it out?
Busy area.
In this police report, it said that this man took it out.
Yeah.
To go to the bathroom.
So okay. He took a leak on Main Street?
Legal Main Street.
Watch where you stab.
The pool halls and the hustlers and the peers used to go into the glass. It says he took it out to go to the bathroom.
Yeah. Right.
Now, it says it happened in front of a business.
Okay.
So do with that information what you will.
So like he was peeing like on a wall or something?
It just says in front of a business. Right. But there's nothing in the incident report about this man or the business or any other information that would give the impression he did it there for a specific reason.
Okay.
All right, Tommy, with the knowledge that we have, according to police, that this man took a leak on Main Street in Phelps in front of a business and is being charged with public lewdness. Should he be facing public lewdness charges?
I mean, yeah, man, you know what you're doing here. You can't get more public than Main Street.
Yeah, no, seriously. Like, I'm guessing there are some other places you could have went around the corner.
Like, behind
and
the back, the dumpster. Remember when I got busted at the comedy club peeing behind the dumpster?
Well, weren't you looking for all your jokes back there?
I'm going to guess Main Street.
And I got busted.
I'm going to guess Main Street and Phelps is probably, like, the busiest part of Phelps.
Yeah.
And you picked the busiest part.
It's the business district.
Okay, so you both agree that this man should be charged with public lewdness at the
allegation. Make an effort.
Terrible decision.
Gramps.
Okay. I'd like to present an idea.
Yeah.
And the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9265.
Here comes Pat, the defender of...
The penis.
Peeing in public.
I am happy to defend all penises. The idea is a law change.
Mm.
If someone takes it out, gets naked, whatever, for the sake of some kind of sexual act or crime, fine. Hit him with public lewdness, get him. But there needs to be a separate charge for peeing in public. Because when you see a headline that says public lewdness, and you have a name in there, you think of some guy that is out in front of a bunch of people swinging his dong around like a helicopter.
Sure.
Am I wrong?
Mm-hmm. No,
we all have that impression.
Yeah.
This guy going to the bathroom is much different than some dude in a trench coat getting his jollies by showing himself to everyone that walks by.
But so you don't think just the sight of a public penis being lewd?
I think that the penis... It needs to be judged in context.
I'm just saying, if the penis is just sitting there doing nothing.
Well, no, because this was not doing nothing. This penis was going to the bathroom. That is not lewd.
But we're not. But you also don't know if that person tried to like hide it while they were going to the bathroom, because like they could have been facing the road. Like we don't really know how out in the open it was.
Understood. But I would also argue, Kimmy, you're right. Even if this guy took it out publicly and went to the bathroom, going to the bathroom to me is not lewd.
But he might have wanted people to see him.
Okay.
I mean, the times I have peed on a city street, which has been few and far between, I at least tried to get to a spot where I knew other guys would be there doing this. I know that sounds weird.
Hello, gentlemen.
And I'm
a dong watcher.
Yeah, and I
bye.
And I wetted myself getting there.
That's the point I'm making here.
But I didn't want to get a...
I'll go even further. No, we'll go a step further here as we talk about this 61-year-old man out in Phelps arrested for public lewdness for allegedly peeing on Main Street near a business. Until there is a major change in one specific area, I don't think people should be charged with any crime for peeing in public. We need guaranteed bathrooms.
You mean outdoor?
Like public bathrooms.
Public bathrooms.
Or every business, it's mandated that you need to let whoever needs to use your bathroom use it.
Oh, but man, then you got problems with people.
Okay, walk through this with me.
All right.
This man in the story is 61,
yeah.
Not a spring chicken. On top of that, we don't know his medical background. He could have had prostate cancer.
Oh, sure.
Amongst other things that
would
make...
Could have been a veteran.
Amongst other things that would make every time you have to go an emergency.
Yeah.
Now, I've never been to Main Street in Phelps, but every business in America has a right to not allow you to use their bathroom.
Right, because it's a private business.
Exactly. And there are lots of places where you could walk around in the greater Rochester area with no place within walking distance to have a bathroom
or
to
you
use.
Gotta buy something.
Yes. Yeah. What am I supposed to do?
Pee in a river.
But I can get arrested for that.
Yeah, you can.
And the fish are going to be pissed, literally.
What?
One of the hardest things to deal with when you are potty training a kid are businesses that won't let you go to show and play sometime with a toddler that has to pee. Go find a business that'll let you use a bathroom. If I am a grown person with an issue that I need to use the bathroom immediately.
So you want this mandatory.
I have two options.
Yeah.
I can either pee my pants, like you said, which would be extremely embarrassing, and everyone would see what I did until I got home and changed. Or I can pee in public. If you want to
If I was going to go, and I wanted to go, that's it.
If you want to keep public urination a crime.
So you have to mandate it.
Fine. But make sure that every place you are
from. I mean, it's not the worst idea.
I mean, at your age, you should be on my side here,
Bro, I always know my options before I leave the house. I have to.
But
my age, I'm getting closer and closer to, like, wetting my britches.
Okay, but you just went to Chicago 2 weekends ago.
Yeah.
Right? You don't know Chicago.
No.
You were out walking around. God forbid. It strikes, and now here comes New York Tommy with a big old pair of pee pants. They're laughing at the Empire State.
So
his Tommy wet himself down on Main Street.
Yeah, if I go out for an early walk, I had to make sure I'm either close to the hotel or a bathroom.
Okay.
Because I also sometimes, when I walk and I get up, I also got to take a huge morning dump.
You know what's always strange to me?
What?
Is you bring up the morning dump.
Because you know that walking gets you moving.
Yeah, especially when you use your arms like that. Maybe if you stop doing your arms like that, you won't want to take a dump in your pants. So we all know like people that have run marathons
before. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Right? And you actually experienced this when you were a jogger yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Like that bowel movement that shows up.
Oh, yeah.
There are joggers that fully admit to running into the woods or off a trail or like in a park somewhere, taking a dump.
Yeah, if you're a daily runner, it has to happen a lot.
And like they openly like, that happens. Yeah. Sometimes it's just what you gotta do.
Yeah, haven't people said they have accidentally like gone in their pants?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, because it just happens and there's no time.
Have you ever heard of anyone being charged for taking a dump in public?
No, but nobody's ever dropped one right on the street.
You sure?
We know that. Like grandpa bare ass dumping on Phelps Main Street.
Wow. I don't know. Wow.
Pew you. Dump it on Main Street.
I don't know. No, it's just weird where we draw the line.
I know. But you don't hear that much because it doesn't happen.
How do you know?
Well, because you probably pee more than you dump. Right? The pee to dump ratio in your day is probably 3-1. You probably take 3 whizzes over 1 dump. Right?
I would say it's way more. I would hope it's what more than that. You take like 6 peas to a dump.
I take 2 dumps a day.
You take 2 dumps a day?
So I dump when I get up in the morning, and then I dump around 2 o'clock.
You're a double dumper?
Oh, yeah.
I don't even think you eat that much.
No, but I eat a lot of roughage.
It's all the stuff coming out of his brain. I thought everyone was a dump a day. I thought that's what you were shooting for.
3 trains in, 2 trains out. That's the way I go.
252 WCMF. The story started with a 61-year-old man who was arrested in Phelps after police say he was peeing on Main Street near a business. They charge him with public lewdness. My first argument is make public lewdness not a thing when it comes to public urination because it gives the wrong impression as to what was happening.
Yeah.
But I'll go even
Call
further.
It something else, you're
exactly,
saying.
Exactly, yes. But if you are going to allow businesses to not let people use the bathroom, which is fine, they have a right to do that, peeing in public should not be a charge, period, because what option do I have? I'm not going to pee my pants. I'm not going to do it.
All right.
252 WCMF. Let's talk to Barbara. Hey, Barbara, how are you, buddy?
Mark, how can you, Duffy, how do you forget the story of Tommy getting busted for trying to write his name in pee on the back of the dumpster behind the comedy club?
Did you do that, Tommy?
Wasn't that Tommy?
Yeah, no, he did.
Yeah, I mentioned it.
Yeah, he mentioned it, Barbara.
Ah, yeah. Oh, I missed that part.
Thanks for listening. Great, always great to hear from a fan, Barbara. Thank you.
Well, wait a minute. Don't pee in the town fountain. Like, you know, like in Geneseo, the bear will come down and get you.
Man, I would have just quit while I was behind, you know. Yeah.
Always quit while you're behind.
Good try.
That's why Tommy's motto is.
Again, three strikes, no, you're
three.
Out.
Bye, Barbara. Quick.
Bye, Barbara. That was a three-piece strikeout. He's a relief pitcher. First time a bad hat, he's gone. Folks are writing us on Instagram. You can always, easiest way, Duffy on WCMF on Instagram. This comes in from Rick.
What's Rick saying?
Rick says, don't be silly. You're being ridiculous. Public urination is disgusting, and I should not have to see it.
Now, in some cities around the world, it's pretty open. And I think London's one of them, where at night, in some of those nightclub districts,
yeah,
people just pee on the sidewalks, and they don't arrest them. I mean, it's gross, but they just do it.
So I was actually reading about this a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Is that causing problems or something?
Yeah.
Like
structurally.
The foundation. Yeah.
So they have paint, I guess, or there's some kind of thing they can paint the buildings with, where your pee will bounce back on you.
Oh.
Like, it's like a pee. Could you
ricochet.
Google this just to make sure I have it right? Yeah.
So it ricochets back on.
Yeah, I don't know what the chemical is or whatever.
Pew, pew, pew. All right.
Yeah, it's like a Star Wars lightsaber fight.
But I probably don't stop him.
Well, no, but I'm saying, like, all it would only take one time of you to pee back upon yourself.
Right. Not going to try that again.
You do not do it again. They also have, though, pay toilets.
Right, but you got to pay.
But it's still an option.
Yeah.
Oh, he's doing the money yeah. side. I wanted to use one just to see what it was like.
It's got
to
be nasty, man.
I couldn't figure out how to get in.
All that English beer whiz in there, it's got to smell horrible.
I've never used a pay toilet.
I don't think I have either.
Well, why would
you? Oh, no, at an airport I have.
Wait, they had a pay toilet at an airport?
Yeah, they had one, I think, I'm going to see the old Baltimore airport. Someplace we had to put a quarter in or something.
Wait, seriously?
Yeah. Yeah, I think they had pay toilets.
At the air? I would be pissed.
Are they like special toilets? Like, do you get like more space or more privacy or something?
If I paid three.
I brought a couple of buddies.
Well, as we heard earlier, he likes to go where all the guys are peeing.
I think they outlawed them or something.
You were right. There is anti-pee paint that they've painted on buildings in certain districts in London.
They'd have to, because I know that was like a big thing.
It's designed so that it splashes back on the person.
But I bet you don't stop them, man. You're drunk at night. I mean, you're already peeing outside on a sidewalk. It's spraying anyway.
No, I'm pretty good at keeping it down.
No, but you're hitting concrete.
No, it's like basketball. High glass, basket. Mark writes us, I'm a garbage man. Where do I go? I pee outside all day. What about the garbage men, Tommy?
Where do they go?
He just said, I pee outside all day.
Oh.
I get you probably pee in the back of the garbage truck. It's
like going into it?
I'm just thinking. Like Calvin style?
Yeah.
The Ark?
No, but you get busted because you're out. But you're out early.
Where's he supposed to pee?
I don't know. What about all these delivery guys? I thought they always had jars in those.
Yeah, again, but it's also illegal to pee in a jar in your car. That's also indecent exposure, right? So, like, all of these, you're not thinking about the working man.
That's true.
Boom, 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 boom.
Well, think of, like, landscapers.
Yeah.
Like, they're in and out of yards all day. They must have a yard where they know that they can take, like, it's private enough in the woods where they can all run back there and take a squirt because those guys don't have time.
That's what I'm saying.
And you're jittering around all day on that tractor. Man, I'd have to take a dump. Big old landscaping dump.
All right, so then we're all in agreement then.
Mm, put that at the curb.
So no. Down on curbside?
On.
Dump on curbside. Yeah. Okay. So we're all in agreement that we should stop making public urination a crime.
No, and open up. No, that's not the agreement.
Well, no, we've agreed to open up.
We agreed to call it something else, but it's still a crime.
All businesses, bathrooms should be open to the public.
Or build public bathrooms within 400 yards of each other.
And those are going to be really, really nasty.
Okay.
And no woman will use it.
Okay, fine. Hey, not my problem. Good luck, ladies.
But they can hold it.
Now, here you can get infections doing that.
But they can hold it.
Let's take a break. How old you?
The Recap Show is an inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
You are. will directly influence how funny you think this is. Because a man who sits across from me is horrified.
I was pissed.
Horrified, angry, upset by this new trend teenage kids are doing. And that same man, as a teenager, would have been howling with laughter while he and his friends did this to people in his neighborhood. So as bad as this is, and it is bad.
Oh, it's expensive bad.
Can you confidently say you would have never done this as a teenager? Mm. You're hanging out in the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. We will jump right into it.
All right.
How many people listening are familiar with the Kool-Aid Man Challenge? Because, Tommy, you just learned about it on Friday.
Yes, you showed me a video.
So, as we all know, the Kool-Aid Man does not use the door.
No.
He bursts through the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And because of that, teenage kids, boys mostly,
yeah,
are filming themselves or getting caught on ring cams running through people's fences.
Yeah, so picture like a really nice picket fence or like privacy fence.
What's the, what are they made of? The ones made out of vinyl. What are those called?
But they're vinyl fences.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
And these kids are.
Yeah, they're no, running through them.
Yeah, like.
They're knocking out, they're splintering them.
Backing up, sprinting as hard as they can.
And destroying these fences. And by the way.
Blowing a human-sized hole through the fence.
By the way, four or five guys at once hit the fence and knocked the whole goddamn fence down. So you're looking at $10,000, $20,000 to put up a fence?
Yep.
And these jackasses are knocking them over in 2 seconds? I looked at this one guy's house. I go, that's $10,000, $15,000.
All right, so there was this news story on national television about this on Friday during one of our commercial breaks. And the reaction you and I had could not have been more different because you freaked out.
Because I don't even know how that's covered under your homeowners.
Do you hear yourself right now?
Like, if I'm covered.
Do you hear yourself right now? What about the homeowner's insurance?
Because I'm going to go, I got a fence to replace. I go, wait, storm? No, four punks.
Oh, did you get punk insurance?
I didn't get the punk.
So Tommy is yelling at the television.
I am like,
the national news broadcast.
They shouldn't show this because other kids are going to do it.
Kimmy and I are howling with laughter. They get video after video of kids sprinting full speed into these fences and blah.
And there's going to be an epidemic this summer.
It's an epidemic.
You wait. Do you have a fence?
Yeah, but it's metal, so good luck, kid. Like, I would almost be impressed if you could make it through that thing.
All right, so look, we're doing this after 8 o'clock because kids are at school, and obviously we're not encouraging anyone to do this. And by the way, if it's a national news story, I'm sure kids already know all about this. Mm-hmm. We're not sharing this with anyone.
Why don't they go back to the snorting the pepper?
No, don't snort pepper. You mean swallowing cinnamon.
I think you're wrong. Yeah, I think you're thinking of the wrong thing.
And don't do that either because you're going to puke.
All right.
Anyway.
No, but run through my fence because that's hysterical.
Bro, here's what's weird.
What?
Tommy, your reaction.
I'm freaking out.
Was very interesting. And you're right. This is terrifying for anyone that owns a giant.
You're going to be
fence.
Pissed.
Yeah.
We just put up a fence a couple of years ago. Highland Contractors. Great
Are
job.
Are you advertising this right
proud,
now?
Proud sponsors of the break room.
You would have a right to be out of your mind if some kid blasted.
Oh, my God.
Backyard. That being said, true or false, you would have done this with your friends at 15.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, but I was a horrible child.
Okay, no, but see, here's the thing. I don't look at a kid who does this as a horrible child. In the moment, I'm out of my effing mind. How do you have so much hatred for these kids that are doing something you absolutely would have done had someone suggested it at their age?
Because I'm old and comfortable, and I happen to own a fence. And I would freak.
Okay.
I don't even know what my wife would do. Like, my wife's not, no guns, no violence. She'd find something to F them kids up. She would be down to jailhouse.
Okay.
I would have to bail her out.
What's that? If that kid shouted, oh, yeah, at the end.
No, you got to yell it as you're doing it. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, for a second, it would be a little funny. Just for a second, and then you could be pissed, and you could yell at the kid, you could do what you want. But I'd have to appreciate the effort it took to get through that fence and the dedication that kid had.
All right. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Whether it's the Kool-Aid Man Challenge or any other stupid-ass thing a teenager
summer hijinks.
Yeah, could do to your house.
Mm-hmm.
How do you react? How are you supposed to react being the victim of something a stupid teenager did to your property? Because, look, man, most men listening to this show were dicks as kids. And you are supposed to be a dick as a teenager. That's when you get all your dick out. You know what I meant?
Yes.
Even the nicest, smartest, most considerate teenagers have something in their past that would make you angry if you were the victim of it.
Yeah.
Should You go full nuclear, as Tommy is suggesting, when a kid does something you would have done to an adult at your at their same age? And I'm not saying condone it, and I'm not saying let them get away with it, but I mean your immediate reaction in the moment.
If you go full nuclear, you're going to embarrass yourself. You're going to say something embarrassing because you don't know in that moment what you're going to do. Like, you could pick up like a shovel or like a weapon or something, and you're not actually going to use it, but you just now have it in your hand saying embarrassing stuff. Like, there, and then that kid's going to laugh at you, and it's going to make you more angry.
And you're going to be a story in those kids' lives forever. Yeah. Remember that time we ran to that guy's fence and he came out and he had a rake? And he was like, yeah. You're going to do that impression? Bro, I saw you get mad at a kid one time, and I will do that impression until the day that I die.
Could that be today?
You're not going to say anything cool, put it that
well,
way.
Well, yeah, but like it. I got so anxious and pissed off. I'm thinking I'm right now.
Yeah.
I'm getting so goddamn mad at these kids
that you don't know in other states.
No,
okay,
and I don't know what state it is.
But listen, man, you make fun of guys all the time that take themselves too seriously. They get that flip out at teenage kids, right?
So I can remember one when I was a kid, and I don't know if you could do this anymore, but like when they first started making T-tops and sunroofs and cars.
Okay,
the big thing is when you were at the mall. Was if you had a drink, you just dumped it. If anybody had an open T-top or a sunroof, you dumped it in there.
You did that?
Everybody did it.
Oh, I know. I asked you a question. Did you do that?
Yes, but the car had to be low so I could get up there.
Leather seats. Milkshake.
Bro, you didn't stop and look.
Oh my God.
Like if you were walking somebody, go check it out, and you'd dump it like that, and then you'd haul ass and run. Yeah.
And you're pissed about this?
I know.
And some were pretty nice. You know, Florida's got some nice cars.
You're laughing about it right now. You were just screaming about the kids.
It was almost like the fire in the hole, but nobody's sitting there. Okay. And by the way, nobody was sitting in the car.
Oh, wow. Well,
wow,
thank
so
God.
So brave.
Yeah, look at you guys.
We all had some fun here. Yeah. But yes, that was the thing.
Okay. And if some guy who owned that T-top came running out of the mall after you.
Oh, yeah.
You'd have been sprinting laughing your ass off.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yes. It's hard to justify fury. For something you admit you'd be laughing at if it happened to someone else.
But you're an immature kid when you do this.
Oh,
thing.
I don't even mean as a kid.
What do you mean?
Look, man, if you looked out the window at, let's say, because you get up early.
Oh, yeah.
You're up at 2 o'clock in the morning,
right?
One day this summer, you look out the window and you see four teenage kids blast through your neighbor's fence. You're laughing right now. You would laugh. Would you not laugh?
I would laugh, but I'd also be horrified at the same time. Because then what if they start coming for my fence?
Oh, they're coming for me now.
I got to go out there and guard the fence with my pink League of Their Own baseball bat.
They blasted through my neighbor's fence and I didn't say anything. They blasted through my other neighbor's fence and I didn't say anything. And when they blasted through my fence, there was no one left to speak for me.
Okay, I do have a question. Because we've only seen the successful kids at this challenge. If some kid tried to, like, bust through your fence and got hurt
on your
property, would you be obligated to like see if that kid's okay?
Great question.
Like if he hit the post?
Yeah, like let's say you like...
off the post!
He broke his nose or something, trying to go head first into that fence.
He's bleeding in your yard.
Yeah, what am I supposed to do?
Do you go out and check on the kid?
You'd have to, but I don't want to. If it's an adult, no. No, adult, grown-ass man-child, no.
Give me, he's doing his Clint Eastwood point lead back.
I know.
Let me tell you something.
Like, give me
I'm
an age.
You're like 16, 17-year-old kid.
15 and under. 16,
well, you might not know right away how old that kid is.
Kid breaks his nose on the post. He's got blood gushing out. He's crying.
He's got blood on your fence.
One of the worst Michael Jackson albums of all time, Blood on the Fence.
How's it go?
Well, it was the name of the album.
Oh. Yeah.
Blood on the Dance Floor. Okay, it doesn't matter.
I don't know. I would be happy that he hurt himself.
Wow!
Oh my God.
Kinda.
Wow!
Kinda, yeah.
The right answer.
You monster!
Not monster.
Well, serves you right.
All right, watch again. You have a permanently disfigured face.
Well, I mean, you know, if it was like just a bloody nose. I mean, like broken arm or something.
Well, maybe. No. I don't know.
Look, broken nose can look at my nose. This is not how it's supposed to look.
Yeah,
it'll stay one way forever.
All right. You're doing fine with it.
252 WCMF. We're talking about something that showed up during a commercial break on the national news on Friday. It's called the Kool-Aid Man Challenge. Videos of teenagers across the country that are running through fences like the Kool-Aid Man and leaving human-sized holes in them. And Kimmy and I are watching these videos from ring cams over and over and over again, and we are howling with laughter. Tommy is getting visibly upset. He's yelling at the teenagers on the TV like they can hear him.
But you got a? Do you have fences around
your yard? No, there's no. There's like no fences in Henrietta.
I have no all fence. Your yards are open.
Yeah, wide open backyard, wide open front yard. Yeah. Okay. So yeah, not my problem, bitch. Unless they come up with the sighting Kool-Aid Man challenge, and good luck getting through that wood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you will have an injured kid doing that.
I mean, Tommy.
Yeah.
Let's not forget, like, you are the last person in the world that should have any negative take.
I know.
Because,
but I'm a sensitive homeowner.
For those who have never heard the story, Tommy, one day while living in Florida, he got up to meet some friends.
Mm-hmm.
And he and his friends got drunk.
Yeah.
And they went to a water park.
Yeah.
A water park that they did not plan on going to when they left the house.
No.
So you were water sliding in jean shorts.
Mm-hmm.
As if that's not sad enough, you kept drinking.
Yeah.
And the day finally ended with you and your friends shooting fireworks at each other while under the influence.
We scored some roadside fireworks because it's Florida and it's the 80s.
Sure.
Yeah. And then, yeah, we did that. And drunk. We continued to drink all day.
And there are maybe folks listening thinking, look, that's dangerous, but that's standard summer teenage hijinks.
Yes, thank you. I mean, I'm mature now as a kid.
Yeah, problem was Tommy was 34 years old when he did that. 34 years old.
Yes.
When I was 34, I had a mortgage and a 10-year-old and an 8-year-old.
Hey, some of the guys that
did
that. You
weren't doing jorts at the water park.
Fireworks jorts, Kimmy.
Some of the guys that were doing that did have children. Not that they took care of.
And you want to complain about teenage Kool-Aid Man?
Yes.
Okay.
But again, I led a different life back then.
Mm-hmm.
I like to think I've matured and I'm a good person now.
But that's every teenager. And look, I agree with you. You have matured and you've become a good person. Every teenager mature. Well, most teenagers mature.
Yeah.
But don't sit here as a 34-year-old man with flaming jorts. Be like, oh, these kids. 252-WCMF. Let's take one call. Let's talk to John. Hey, John, how are you, buddy?
Good, buddy. How are you?
Good, man. What you got?
Talking about the pee situation, conversation you had before, and then this one reminded me when I was living in like an apartment townhome complex.
Uh-huh.
And you know those stands where you could get the local newspaper out of?
Yeah, the old newspaper.
Just open it up and pull out.
No.
Yeah, I used to just kind of open that up and just go right in and hit everyone and then run away and then watch for people to grab and take one out.
How old were you, John?
I was of that age.
Teenager.
Okay.
Yeah, I probably should have known better, but it was fun.
So you're taking a whiz on Nixon resigns. In disgrace.
By the way, why do you think Brett Media is dead?
He stopped and watched afterwards, too. Like, you had to see your work in action.
Well, then we also, at the same time, because there was a field right there, we'd use, hit golf balls, but it was such close orders and quarters. And there was an old Chevelle. We actually hit the golf ball through the window of the car.
Oh, my God. Listen, he's still laughing. Grown-ass man laughing to this day. All right, so, John, do you have a fence at your house, buddy?
No.
Nothing to worry about, then.
Nope. They can pretend there's a fence, and I'll laugh at him, falling in my dog.
Not the same.
John, thanks for the call, buddy.
See you, guys.
There goes. Oh, could you imagine spending 75 cents to get a pee-filled newspaper?
No. No, man.
Would you rather broken fence from Kool-Aid Challenge or pee-filled newspaper?
Oh, pee-filled newspaper. Fence is 10G.
That's an E. All right, how about this, though? How about this? All right. Because your wife still gets the Democrat Chronicle.
Yeah.
So every day, you are forced to use a urine-soaked newspaper. You have to read it cover to cover.
The whole day.
Every single day.
Every day.
Or Kool-Aid Man fence. Which one are you choosing?
One time only.
Yeah.
I'm taking pee paper. I had to. Bro, when we put that fence up, it was an ordeal. And I didn't even do it. Like, the amount of things I didn't know, like, just to put a fence up, what I had to do.
Yeah.
The people I had to call.
Oh, wow.
Bro, you laugh.
Oh, you're talking about the fence commission.
This is a commission.
Uh-huh.
I had to get an electrician. I had to get a painter. And these are all separate dudes.
You have an electric fence?
No, but it had a light on the goddamn fence.
Oh, I'm sorry. Maybe you don't need a light on the fence, you Pittsburgh-ass bitch.
How else am I going to see what's going on outside of it?
How else are you
going
to get a great view of the Kool-Aid Man teenager running through your fence?
It was like $10,000.
Azazazaz and $10,000.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history. A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, the way you were just talking, this is a no-brainer.
What's that?
Right? You want the community to be put together well.
We want nice, clean things.
Exactly. All right, so perfect. Tomorrow you're available?
I don't know what I got. I haven't checked the schedule yet.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. This story starts with tomorrow and ends with an event that happened on Saturday.
Oh.
Because tomorrow is Earth Day.
Oh, Earth Day.
That's right. Got to take care of our Earth.
We got to clean the Earth.
Yeah, as part of Earth Day, there are lots of people that will be all over the greater Rochester area out cleaning up, beautifying the community, whether they're planting flowers, taking up garbage, doing all kinds of things.
Yeah, yeah.
In fact, over the weekend, it kicked off.
What'd they do?
On Saturday, a whole bunch of Rochester residents went down to Durand Eastman Beach to volunteer cleaning up all of the stuff along the beach.
Okay.
So last year, they had over 100 people. And they removed 340 pounds of trash.
Wow.
It's a big deal. And it's believed that folks going down this year exceeded what they did last year.
Yeah.
All right. So, Tommy, you just talked about how it's important to have, you know, communities all together.
Mm-hmm.
You brag about how you pick up trash that isn't yours in the neighborhood and throw it away. So where are you going tomorrow to volunteer?
I have plenty of earth where my house sits to clean.
Plenty of earth?
I sit on earth. My house is on earth. So and I do this year round. You know I do when I walk around the neighborhood.
You pick up your neighbor's garbage cans when they blow over.
Yes, I pick things up.
Yeah, but that's not what we're talking about here. This is going to a place that people use to make it better for them.
The neighborhood is used by everybody.
In your neighborhood.
Your neighborhood.
Pittsburgh is very open to all people.
In fact, tomorrow you have the opportunity. I can't go. I'm busy. But our company.
Oh, how are you busy?
I got kids, man. What do you want from me? They got one more day off before they go back.
Yeah.
So I got to go do stuff. Yeah. You don't have kids, though. And
I got grandkids and I got stepkids.
They're in Chicago.
They're not here, though.
And you have no hobbies.
Mm. Uh-huh.
And nobody likes you, so nobody's going to talk to you.
You brag all the time about your skills doing this kind of stuff.
Tomorrow.
They actually need you.
That's right. Our company is participating in an Earth Day cleanup right after the show.
You can go
volunteer at a 2-hour.
Greentopia, what they call it?
Yeah. So what time are you going?
Yeah, you had to sign up for a spot.
I missed that cutoff.
No, they still need people in the afternoon.
Yep, just send out an email, actually.
Yeah. I'll email. I'll shoot it out there. I ain't doing that, bro.
Why?
I ain't picking up goddamn trash. My age, throw my goddamn back out, get stuck
up trash, doing some mulching.
Yeah, you love mulching. You do it at your house.
Picking weeds.
I got a bad back.
So how you mulching at home, then? How you doing home mulch?
Slow. Slow mulch.
Slow motion.
Slow motion.
Slow motion.
Slow mulching for you. No, I mean, you have no reason not.
I ain't doing it, man. You know I ain't doing it.
All right.
I hate doing this stuff. By the way, we have people that clean the city. There's city workers that clean the city. They have people that do this. We don't have to do it.
It's a lot of volunteer work, though.
Yeah.
That's how a lot of it gets done.
By the way, I don't want to get stuck with a hypodermic needle. Or what if I get attacked? You know, there's things
by, like, another coworker. Which would make more sense, really.
Raccoons, rats, the bee. Yes. There's
not a physical bee, the radio station, the bee.
The country station. No, it's dangerous. I don't want to be walking around a city at my age.
It's literally behind our building.
By the way, there's sketch out here.
When you're walking to and from your car.
Bro, we got the sketch downtown.
Okay, how long have you worked here?
I have worked here since 2008.
How many times have you been attacked?
Close a couple of times.
Never. Not once.
My ex. Terry from the country show cornered me one day.
All of those warranted. No, I do wonder, with a lot of these companies doing the, quote, not mandatory, but mandatory events tomorrow for Earth Day, how many folks that work in the greater Rochester area will be spending at least an hour of their day picking up stuff outside? I think you are underestimating how much companies want to look good on their social media pages.
By the way, I can't. And I, God bless the people that get motivated.
Oh, don't you dare pander, you pandering ass bitch.
I cannot get motivated to do this.
Why?
I don't know.
You love being outside.
I hate the way the city looks. It's full of garbage all the time. I agree.
It's not, though, you idiot.
It is.
It's always full of garbage.
Bro, there's always trash.
He just says, I hate the way the city looks. It's full of garbage all the time.
You know, there's always trash.
When the snow melts and everything's there. But I mean,
that's what I meant. All the time, he says.
But I thought, like, I can't do it when I know, like, there's plenty of convicts that can do this and DWI people and city workers that can get this stuff done.
Oh, so you're above it?
No, you are above this. No, but like, first of all, I'd rather them hire people so they have jobs
taxes.
To do this. That's okay. I don't mind paying
that. You lie. Okay. $4.
And these drunks, let them get out there and pick up the trash and maybe they'll think about what they do.
Somebody did call and say, you know, if you did want to participate tomorrow, they give you like those trash grabbers. You don't even have to bend over.
Oh, good call. She's right. Bad back be damned. Mm-hmm. All set.
No excuses now, buddy.
Trash grabber.
Oh, those old pinchy things?
Yeah. Those, like, they look fun to use. Not enough where I want to
No, hey, don't it, man.
I think I'd rather have the pin on a stick.
Oh, the old school?
Yeah, that looks more fun.
I don't think they do that anymore.
Yeah, probably for a good reason.
Yeah, but people harpoon their foot.
I would like a pin on a stick.
All right.
If I'm going to go do it. Kimmy, you're going tomorrow, right?
Yep. I signed
Why?
Up.
Why are you going, man?
I don't know, because everybody else goes, and I don't want to like look at our coworkers and be like, yep, not going, see ya.
Literally, your coworkers are not doing it.
I have a legitimate reason I can't be there.
No, you don't have a legitimate.
Pretty much everybody in the morning besides you two are going.
My kids are off of school. I got to get home.
Bro, you got bank. You got to have sitters.
I got bank?
You got bank.
You've got nothing. You live in Pittsburgh, and you have nothing to do.
But you could also watch your. By the way, your kids ain't no youngins.
They're supposed to wake up, make themselves breakfast and lunch.
Yes,
all without an adult checking in on them. Thomas, in this world today, in this crazy world we live in of social media and drugs and litter, I have to go home and protect my children from the blowing litter that you say is all over the city of Rochester. What if it gets into West Henrietta?
It could.
What if a hyperdermic needle, as you put it, a needle that is bouncing off the walls?
Hyper. What do you call them? Hypodermic.
Hypodermic.
Visual. What's the difference? You're always correcting me.
Well, stop saying wrong stuff.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.